This is St. Louis Public Radio. The arts and entertainment industries are working to address the lack of representation on the basis of gender, race, and sexual orientation. Meanwhile, those with disabilities still struggle to break through. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis found artists and advocates working to change this.
In Maplewood, Jen Fryman is gearing up to show her work at an art gallery soon. She's been designing for a while now, and is now more than ready to show her latest work.
Those are pins.
Pins, okay.
It's like a multi-color.
This will be the second time Fryman has shown her work at a gallery, and it's here at Living Art Studio where she, along with others, create artwork and fashion that's frequently displayed at the St. Louis Art Museum and the University of Missouri St. Louis. The studio is part of VSA Missouri, which stands for Vision, Strength, and Access. It's the state organization that promotes access to the arts for people with disabilities. Gina Alvarez is the executive director for VSA Arts Missouri. Her goal? To promote representation to those with disabilities pursuing careers in the arts.
My personal mission is to make sure this artwork is seen as valuable and also competitive.
Alvarez wants to make something very clear. This is a career path for the artist, not a charity. The artwork created is often sold, and she wants to make sure access to the arts extends to everyone. Issues of inclusion extend beyond the visual arts to other forms of media, like the movies. A recent study by the University of California showed that only about 3% of films in 2016 featured characters with disabilities. Those frustrations are part of what's motivating a St. Louis man to create a talent agency representing actors and athletes with disabilities. Will Bubinick is starting Nebula Talent Group to promote those opportunities. He was inspired by three of his older siblings, all of whom have intellectual disabilities. Bubinick spoke with us over the phone from his headquarters in Philadelphia.
My sister loves to sing and dance. My brother Barrett loves to act. And so those are really telling signs to me that really inclusion can be amplified through sports and entertainment and through the arts.
Bubinick wants to see those with disabilities treated the same way as others. That means no pity and no preconceived notions.
It's difficult because disability has often been perceived as a charity case and not as a bottom-line revenue-generating proponent of an organization.
Bubinick is planning to launch his agency in November and has already signed his first client. He's also broadening the conversation about disability in his podcast, Born to Shine, where he speaks with those trying to change the perceptions of disabled people in the media. One podcast guest was writer, blogger, and activist Amani Barberin. Barberin has cerebral palsy and frequently works to eliminate negative stigmas those with disabilities are faced with on a daily basis. It's also why she started the national hashtag #DissTheOscars during this year's Academy Awards.
I started the campaign with that in mind, and really just wanted to hear from disabled people, what are some of the representations of disability that they are familiar with, what kind of defined their childhoods, and what kind of happened once they learned that Hollywood kind of wants our stories, but doesn't really necessarily want us.
And Barberin is right, especially when it comes to television. A recent study by the Ruderman Family Foundation found between 2015 and 2016, only about 20 characters on top television scripted shows had disabilities. Out of that, only about one actor actually had the disability. But back in Maplewood, Jen Fryman isn't waiting on the world to change. She's also making big plans of her own, with goals to create her own business.
I'm fixing my own art thing at home. Showing my own someday.
I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.